Hey, this is Engineer Eric. You're listening to part three of our January 16th, 2009 Jimmy Doan Show.
All right, let's see if we got anything here on new in Craigslist here in town.
New hookers in Craigslist.
Yeah, we don't have many here in town, unfortunately. All down in Tampa.
Craigslist hookers?
Okay.
They're on the way over?
Yeah, you're on. Can you
okay,
not
no, I just want to make sure. It's okay.
All right, let's get rolling here.
Good time.
What is this from?
Good time.
Dynamite. Okay. Jimmy, what's his face?
Jimmy Walker.
Yeah. Out of sight. Is dynamite. Florida, what you doing? Florida, get your butt in the kitchen right now. But daddy. It was JJ. It was JT. It wasn't me.
Starring Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of baby.
Yep. That was a good role. I remember that.
Yeah,
that
was she did a good job.
Yeah, welcome back to the Jimmy
Janet Jackson was on
show.
There as a little child. She was a little girl back then.
She was
a
little abused.
She was JJ's sister.
And I remember I saw that and I remembered that for years later before I ever knew it was Janet.
No, I didn't know it was Janet until like years later. Yeah. Well, cuz Janet wasn't famous.
Right. Well, my point is that she did a kick butt job.
She did. She did a good job. Yeah, she was burned with an iron or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, that's a little bit of that.
All right.
So back
to the Jimmy Doan show, starring Jimmy Doan.
And of course, Jack Rhodes.
And Jack Rhodes, that's right. Counselor Curtis and Eric.
Oh, yeah, we never did an introduction.
If you don't know who we are, we don't care.
Yeah, we'll edit this in. We'll edit that. Just edit that part in there, Colin.
Yeah, Colin, there you go, man. By the way, we keep saying Colin. Colin's our new mixer here. So.
Oh, that's right.
And make it sound like it came at the beginning.
Too. Yeah, it's going to make it sound like I did it.
That's right.
Okay.
Back at the Jimmy Doan
Show.
So just
back up a little bit here. Okay.
Part three.
I did want to give a little plug for our buddy Kat out in California. She's got a business called Kat Hats. And so if you want to go get a Kat Hat from her, they're pretty cool. Look at it, kathats.net. And I guess if you're a hanger dog, you can get your wife a cat hat or something.
Cat
hat. That is pretty cool.
Or if you're totally gay.
If you're totally gay. Yeah, I work for gay people. Absolutely. Yep. And again, it's cold around here. Global warming at its finest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, that reminds
me.
What'll be interesting is to see exactly what the temperature is going to be on January 20th in Washington. I mean, it could be like the coldest day ever.
Yep.
There was at least one president who caught pneumonia at his own inauguration and died up 2 months later.
It's like,
he went out without a hat.
Hey, so there's hope yet. Oh!
He ran on hope.
He
ran on change.
He ran on hope.
Hope there's going to be a change.
There's going to be a change.
Yeah,
there's
going to
be a change. Cat hats, huh?
Cat hats.
Yeah. Send him one.
Cat69.com. Check that one out.
Cathats.net. Cathats.net.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll put a link to that for sure. I did want to we got an email in from listener Jeff in Norway, and I love it. He goes, "Oh, this is great Jimmy Doan material." And of course, he sends me a link to a newspaper that's all in Norwegian. Can't read shit.
Let me just
use Google Translate.
Well, you know, I have to do that, but it doesn't always translate it perfectly. You know?
Noticed.
I noticed that.
Jimmy, of course, has
give
practiced
a
little Spanish, and it is interesting to see, even in Spanish, which is like a simple language, but Norvegia, I mean, let me tell you, it can be a little screwed up. You know, you can see what they... How they might make a mistake.
Yeah, I can understand that. I did get an actual English email from him the other day.
Prostitution is legal in Norway.
Oh, that's good. Oh, how
Jimmy,
you go
what do you have, the list,
man,
Jimmy?
He got it locked down, obviously. Any listeners out there need to get up at jimmy@jimmydoan.com and get your official escort guide to the world. Anyway, but he was out at the flying field. He's an RC buff like me, and they have these lithium polymer packs, those battery packs now.
Right.
Well, again, they're kind of... You want to make sure that you get a charger that's designed for lithium polymer packs, not NiCad packs like they used to have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's nickel metal hydride and lithium polymer and some other ones, but you kind of want to match those chargers up. Because this guy had a brand new Volvo SUV and he put his lipo pack in there and the thing burst into flames. And so they're all sitting there he goes, it was a classic Simpsons moment. Like they're all flying their airplanes and this Volvo, brand new Volvo, just burning to the ground behind them. I thought that was pretty good. I'd like to get some pics of that. Apparently, Jim Beam came out with some bourbon whiskey-flavored potato chips.
And, how long did that last?
About a day.
How many bags till you're legally drunk?
The chips did not, no, they did not contain any alcohol. They were being sold without any age. So anyway, they thought, they said, hey, I don't think we want to like have the, you know.
Jack Daniels for kids.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they have the barbecue and the ribs and all that stuff.
Right. Well, and I guess the potato chip company don't have that good of lobbyists. I don't know.
That's it. That's exactly what it is. They got chocolates
with liquor taste to them.
Right. They got chocolate with liquor in them. What are you talking about, Jason?
Liquor with chocolate in it.
That's it. Kahlua.
they got liquor with gold in it.
Speaking of liquor, there is something that happened today. Today was the day Prohibition took effect.
That's right.
Amendment was the day.
That's right. In 1928. No, it was interesting.
Are we praising that?
It was passed. It was passed in 1919 and took effect exactly 1 year later on today.
And are we praising that or not?
No.
Well, I'm just clarifying.
That was the only thing that Roosevelt did good was end Prohibition.
Nice. Right.
If you can say he did it, I don't know.
It had to be. It was a constitutional amendment. Right. You can't. So it had to be. It had to be
effort.
Approved. It had to be everything. It had to be, had to go through all the states and everything.
Right.
The same old, yeah. let me tell you, it didn't take as long to go through the states to undo that as it did to get it done.
Oh, really?
To get her done. No. In fact, that was one of the things that which I don't think the Supreme Court, they tried to rule on it. One of the problems was, this wasn't the only time, was that several of the states that had voted for it voted it back out of it. And they said, no, we decided we don't want to amend. We don't want to.
Right.
Yeah, three quarters of states
before
or whatever.
Before it had passed,
and they reneged.
Right.
And apparently,
Supreme Court said you can't
renege. You know, once you're in for good.
Right.
And there's still some considerable question about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they pulled out before the ratification had solidified.
Right.
Taken effect.
Exactly.
Seems reasonable. All right, next.
This is a little bit older. It was a kind of one of those great quotes from last year, but it was a. This is Polk County, Florida. This deputy pulled over a guy in a traffic stop, and the guy pulled a gun out and shot the deputy 8 times. Then he wounded the...
Did the deputy record a record after that?
So the deputy got shot, and then the guy killed the police dog. So they did this statewide manhunt, and they found this guy in a wooded area, and the SWAT team came in and fired, and they hit the guy 68 times. And so the Orlando Sentinel said, you know, why did you shoot him 68 times? And the Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said, well, that's all the bullets we had.
That's all we had. We ran out of ammo.
I didn't know how many bullets it was going to take.
That's right.
And I knew how many they were going to use.
I knew how many. Here's a guy who walked into the swamp, weighing 175, and was carried out at 275.
Man, did you see where those teens... texting email pictures of themselves?
Yes! I heard they're getting felony
child pornography.
This is
charges.
So you people that didn't read that article, apparently some 14 and 15 year old girls were texting pictures of themselves naked to 16 and 17 year old boys. Mm-hmm. And they were going back and forth with this thing, and then one of the phones got confiscated, and the teacher, I guess, figured out how to look at the pictures on it. Saw the pictures of the naked girls.
Made a copy.
Made a copy, right, for himself. That's right. Just to be sure. Downloaded all that.
Yeah.
These pictures online
apparently the boys, is it the boys are being arrested?
All of them.
The girls too.
Yeah.
They're in for child pornography.
Yeah. Child pornography.
For looking at themselves.
Okay. That's
outlaw
it.
Outlaw them mirrors.
That's it. Okay.
Outlaw them mirrors.
Now, and a mirror should come with an age.
At the very
warning.
Least. Yeah. Or a face
no
recognition
one under
or something.
18.
It just fogs over unless it recognizes, does a retina scan before it turns on.
All right. Let's see. Tio Twocky's having an inaugural party.
Tio Twocky.
He's having it's BYOB.
Bring your own bullets. Oh, bring your own bullets. I thought it might be bring your own blonde.
So shout out to the zombie hunters up there. We got listener Mary sent us this thing, which I think we talked about before. Mail goggles from Google. So it makes it to where you have to, when you're drinking or intoxicated, that has a block so that you can't send. In other words, you blocks your email for a specified amount of time.
Right.
You know, so that you don't do anything you regret. From screw you, boss. I don't care.
Yeah. So, like, to prevent you from drunk calling.
Drunk emailing.
Yeah.
What is fascinating, I have seen this on more than one occasion, just by accident, mind you, here on the local Craigslist on, it's Casual Encounters.
Right.
And it'll say, you know, about 1:30 in the morning, I'll say, I'm drunk and I want to get laid or something like this, you know.
Right.
And obviously.
What'd she look like?
She wasn't about. I'm real purdy.
Right. P-U-R-D-Y.
What did she look like when she got here?
That was my intended question.
I see.
I saw Jack was
what
all
did she
of
stumbled
that.
Out of the cab. What did she look like? Right.
Not too shabby. You'd be surprised.
Well, especially, worth the money, huh?
Well, you'd be surprised after I'd had a few.
Looking strong.
Yeah,
looking
she looked a lot strong. Better after a few hours.
That's listener right. Lisa sent us a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Eyes.
Eyes who?
As your new president.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good. let's see. A judge threw out a lawsuit against God. Did you see that? The guy was trying to say that, well, God didn't show up here, so, you know, and I had a witness.
So he wins by default?
Well, yeah, but the thing was is that, his deal was, he goes, well, if God's all-knowing and all-present, then he's here now, so,
right.
You know, but anyway, they...
He did show.
He did show, right. Just didn't make any... Couldn't cross-examine him that well. But I got that from this website called Jewlicious.com. That's pretty funny.
Sounds kind of obscene.
I know, but when it's actually like a kosher, 100% kosher site.
Kosher.
Did you see Johnny Knoxville got a little... got stopped at the airport there for the grenade...
I saw that flick
this
across
is the guy
headline.
From Jackass, Jackass guy, whatever.
And he had a grenade in his.
It was
defused or something.
No, it was
a prop.
It was a joke. It was a joke, and of course he blamed it on the wardrobe girl. But
right,
yeah, they're not messing around anymore with that. That's not very funny.
Oh, they had a good
Jackass,
actually it's hysterical, but they don't think it's funny. Yeah,
no, it's not. Funny.
They had I saw a great T-shirt in the barbecue store over here the other day. It says, there's plenty of room for all God's creatures right next to the mashed potatoes. That was pretty good.
You see
that pilot was blinded by the stroke. He landed safely.
Say what?
A British pilot had a stroke during a solo flight, and he was talked down by a military pilot. Okay. The guy like was flying behind him, like going, you know, okay, pull up a little, you know, leftly. He couldn't see at all.
Wow.
And then.
Now that'd be, you know,
you're talking about a terrifying moment.
No, I'm seriously.
Well, you know, but they trained for that, right?
This is a civilian who had the stroke, and the military pilot just happened to be in the airspace and came and talked him down.
Right, but he was a pilot.
Well, the guy, yeah, they were both pilots. They were both
trained for going blind.
He's not trained for going blind, right.
Yeah, he's not trained to have the stroke.
This will be, we had instrument flying, us under the hood, now we're having a stroke flying.
Right,
okay.
That's right, where you can't see anything.
Anything, right. No, I don't think so.
Try it with the blast shield down.
Yeah, that's right.
Just your feelings, Luke.
That's it. No, I'm thinking about that movie with Robert De Niro, remember where he was the blind military guy living out his
that was
whatever it is, and all he wanted to do was drive a Ferrari.
Yeah,
and he got that kid in the car, who's actually a famous actor now, I think.
Yeah, that was Jerry something.
Not Jerry Maguire.
No.
But he drove him all over town, you know, in the Ferrari at high speed, you know, turn here, turn left, turn whatever it is. That I can tell you, as a pilot myself, no. They're in military. As a military, I don't believe I could have landed the plane without serious bang up all over the place. You know, as they say, if you can walk away from it, it's a good landing, and that's about what it would have been, as far as I can see.
No, I mean it was just unbelievable. So I don't know. That's pretty.
I don't care. I just can't imagine though. I don't care how good a pilot you are, unless you're.
He bounced it three times coming in, but he on the third time he was able to keep it on the ground. But still, it's like the guy was, I guess you could hear the apprehension in his voice of the radio in the frustration he was experiencing. Radar controller Richard Singleton. I kept saying, are you visual? And he'd say, reply, no, sir, negative. I'm sorry, sir. He kept on apologizing, and it's like, you know, unbelievable. So, I don't know, man. That's pretty me. I'll put a link to it.
See, Boy George was sentenced to 15 months in jail.
For what?
15 months?
Do you really want to hurt me?
Yeah, oh he chained up some male escort in his
place. Whoa!
And
he what?
He chained up a male escort and like held him against his will in his bedroom.
What
or something.
What did he do? Forget his safe word or something?
I don't know what he did.
Can you believe that crap?
I don't know, but he's going to be... Well, but see, George will be just at home in prison.
Yeah, I was going to say, he probably did it on purpose.
Right.
Give me a break.
They had this one thing, this teacher decided to sell advertising on the test to help pay for the printing. And it kind of like outraged some people, but I saw the video on it, and he's just like, look, man. You know, and I didn't realize because a lot of teachers like spend out of their own pocket, you know, $500-$600 a year.
If that's a private school, I don't mind. They can do whatever they want. But the public schools are getting out of hand with this, the funds collection. I mean, seriously, they're sending out the kids these days. You know, you used to sell magazines for your club,
your
funding.
Club trip to Washington,
once
or your
a
club
year.
Trip, and you do the, and you'd earn the money for your own extracurricular act trip.
Right. And now these days, they're making the kids sell magazines for like normal stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like their field trip the other day, they're selling magazines for this kind of stuff. And I'm like, they're out there, they have the kids out there peddling. Where's
garbage? Because I've bought $100 worth of
Dale candy
bars. Yeah, in the last 2 months. You want
I mean,
some?
What in the?
It comes in a big suitcase now.
But we'll do education next time again too.
Well, this I mean.
By the way,
this is a state school, I believe.
By the way, mentioning that the minimum first purchase was 50. That was a box of 50.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Box of 50.
Wow, that's 50. Well, I tell you, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's $10 for a quiz, $20 for a test, and $30 for a final exam. And he says basically just pays for the printing, but anyway.
Still got pooped on,
Still
huh?
got pooped on, yeah, big time. So he said, well, whatever, I'm going to, you know, I don't care if they criticize me, but I'm doing it again.
Until I've always been.
Oh, there is a place called the Gold Star Registry where you sign up as a teacher. And like you said, I mean, this is, we dump so much money in education, they're having to do this stuff. This is a website where it's kind of like a wish list, you know, like, well, I need to get, you know,
right.
pencils or whatever, and then some Samaritan out there donates to this website
right.
and gives
right.
you your stuff.
Right, right.
So it's a gold star.
What
registry.
Is surprising, what is fascinating, of course, is to watch the phenomenal amount of assets that do go into the public education system here, and it's never, never enough. Here locally, we even passed a new, in this time of hard times where people are being fired, the unemployment rate here in this county is doubled. In the last 6 months, it's still pretty low, but it's doubled anyway. But the point is that we've got a tag that's for the children. We have the lottery, which is statewide. The tag is also statewide money. Every year in August and September, they have virtually every place has collection points for where you can drop off literally pencils and crayons and stuff like that for the kids. So okay, and notebooks. And what you do is basically they like at the office supply stores, they'll have like a bucket there and what you do is you buy some extra stuff and then dump it in this bucket so the kids will have a notebook or a pencil or something like that. It's unbelievable. And I happen to know for a fact that the music department over here, which was recently cut and then reinstated with this new tax thing, that the teacher there literally had to take about $400 a year. She got, I think, was $130 or $140 a year. Now, you have to understand, the music teacher at an elementary school teaches all the students, all 700 students in that school. She had $130 to spend on new band equipment, all the new stuff that wore out. Now, Aaron, think about it for a second. You got the kids that come through for music maybe once a week or twice a week
like
or something like that.
Like a box of guitar picks.
Well, no, I mean, no, seriously. What I mean, you think about it. You have kindergartners, literally kindergartners, first, second, third graders that are learning how to play, I don't know, the drum.
Recorder.
The recorder, the drum, the other things, whatever it is. I mean, you've got to take
good care of that stuff.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, you bet. I mean, you got to believe that the stuff wears out.
It's a Labrador chewed it up.
Yeah, I'm serious. And so she's got enough money, as you say, to pay for maybe the guitar picks. And then she had to go through her own money, of course, and pay because the teacher couldn't stand to see. And I'm thinking, wait a minute now. Here's this, in this school, the kids are basically, it's $8,000 a student is what they're paying, is what they're costing.
States, yeah.
In the state school, $8,000. That's the classroom.
Now they fire
money.
One administrator to pay for all that stuff.
Oh, no question. But you wouldn't do that. Of course, you can't do that. My point is that $8,000, that's the money that's actually in the classroom. There's another $5,000 in overhead expense that we spend here locally. It's $13,000, almost $13,000 per student. And I'm going to give them the fact that $5,000 is for the janitors, the buses, the gasoline, the security officers, and the mortgage on the building or bond issues and all that stuff. Okay, I'll give them that. But $8,000 is in the classroom. And you're telling me that's per student. Are you telling me that you can't find more than $130 for 700 students in a, I mean, you know, you just, you think that's like 8 cents extra or something.
Right, per
day.
Right.
I mean, it's not even a rounding error, for God's sakes. And they, I'm thinking, but that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, and that's, and it is doing the hokey pokey.
Right.
Go ahead.
Education next time.
Okay, next time.
I got another flight story. Did you see where that pilot over in, from Flybe Airlines flew from Cardiff to Paris and he had to turn around from Charles de Gaulle because he didn't have the right certification to land the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that would suck.
Now, what,
I'm not qualified to land this plane. I got to turn it around.
Don't laugh. No. Jimmy had to do that one time.
Did you?
Yeah. Jimmy flew out to the Bahamas. It turns out, I did not realize this, but when you go to Freeport or whatever, after at dark, you have to be instrument rated. And back in those days, I wasn't instrument rated. And I'd taken off in the daytime and got over there, got you know, in the landing pattern. And they said, are you instrument rated? Like an idiot, I said no.
Right.
Because I wasn't. And he said, you have to go back, and went back. So I'd fly back to Miami. I mean, fortunately, it was, you know, it's only 30 minutes or something like that. But the point is that I had to get a motel room and everything to come over the next day. I mean, obviously, what I should have said was, coming in.
And we'll talk about it when I get down.
Yeah, right, right, right. Yeah, they're not going to clerk you on it. They're not going to make you pull out your wallet and show them.
Even so, you're already there.
Even so, yeah, what are they going to do?
Polar bears find new food source.
Apparently, other polar bears.
Eskimos.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
It was,
Are they save your polar bear people?
Yeah, well, goose and duck eggs.
Ah!
You know, so like you were.
What, conservationists.
Right, right. Well, and what was that one we did? You sent me that article. What was the cats were released to catch the.
This I'm going to save for our last light note of the night.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's see. This one guy, this one ex pitcher died at 63, but he claimed that he pitched a no hitter on LSD.
You know, that was like documented. Everybody knew that the Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher.
Yeah, Doc Ellis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he said he like
this was the early 70s, 73
yeah,
years.
He took the stuff and he went to bed and he woke up and he thought he had slept. Let's see. Wait a second.
He took some LSD and then went to bed.
He partied like for like a weekend. Okay, like 3 or 4 days in a row.
Okay,
and the last thing he did was take a bunch of acid, mm-hmm. And he didn't think he was pitching. And then he like I can't remember how the story was, but anyway, he got called in.
It was in 1970,
and he went in and he pitched, mm-hmm. And he
no hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in the groove, man.
He totally was. He was
totally.
No, he described it later. He was like, it was like every pitch was like the most intense moment.
You know? I guess it was. I love like that.
It's great, man. I can relate.
He's throwing a big right.
You can relate. Jack Rhodes can relate.
I can relate to that.
It's awesome. Just don't look in the mirror. All right,
you're over 18.
No, we're not done yet, man. Let's see here. Sex chip creates pleasure in the brain. These people came up with this.
That's the end of humanity as we know it.
Yes, exactly. So it's
five of them.
That's it.
It stimulates the brain pleasure points.
That's it.
And it's already been used in the U.S. to treat Parkinson's disease, and in England now being studied as a potential treatment for anhedonia or whatever. Anhedonia.
How about sex addiction?
A disorder that blocks pleasurable sensations like those in sex and eating. So what happened was, is that a few years ago, scientists implanted such a device into the brain of a woman with a low sex drive and turned her into a monster.
All
right. Yeah,
now
very
we're talking.
Sexually active
better
women.
Than roofies.
She didn't like the sudden change, so the wiring in her head were removed. Wiring in her head was removed. So that's.
What if we could do that remotely?
Well, that's the point. You can turn it on.
It's alive! It's alive!
Yeah, you come home, click.
You got a remote. Right? Exactly. When you're done, you shut it off.
We should have used that intro tonight.
That's going to be...
We'll use that as an outro. How about that?
Did you see that Snowzilla in Anchorage, Alaska...
that was a hilarious story.
This giant snowman that appears every year.
The city gets
bigger and bigger every year. So the city banned. It was like
10 feet tall.
10 feet tall, and so they came out. The city says, you know, you guys, the snowman is a hazard.
Right.
It was a cease and desist
on building a. And the reason it was a hazard was because the children
could get squished.
Well, by the cars coming through the neighborhood to see it. It was like what we have down here when you put the Christmas tree lights up.
Right.
And people drive around to, you know, drive to. So they were, anyway, they were all. It was apparently a big deal in this town of whatever, was very small, 3,000 people. The big deal was to go out and see Snowzilla. So the city geniuses said, you know, can't have that.
No. Nope.
What, fun?
Nope.
No, no, not allowed.
They put a big cease and desist on the body ball.
That's right.
So and then they talked to the owner. And he says, I'm not going to do anything.
No, he took it down.
He took it down.
Yeah, yeah,
took
yeah.
The whole thing down.
And then the next morning...
25 feet tall. I don't care who you are, folks. There was machinery involved
in the construction
of that. So anyway, the city.
Is there a picture of this
the
one?
Yeah, and I will put a link to that.
The
they asked him how it happened. He said, magic.
It was magic.
There must have been some magic in that old Ned Cathy.
Let's see. PETA says the Spearfish School should be renamed Sea Kitten. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Something stupid.
No. There was more to that. They wanted to name...
If children were taught to refer to fish as sea kittens, reflecting that fish, like cats and dogs, are individuals that do have friendships, fewer fish might be killed for food or sport.
Right. They wanted to rename them sea kittens so they'd be fluffy and nice and cute, and you wouldn't kill them for food.
For food, right.
That's right.
Because they look like kittens.
Yeah. Right. And they smell like kittens.
Right.
And it smells like...
Okay, don't go there.
Let's kick into the final one.
All right, well, hold on. I got one here.
One more.
Okay, well, hold on, man. God almighty, Jack.
Jack's ready to go.
Got my X-File for the day. There was a wind turbine over in the UK, 300-foot tall, and it lost one of its 70-foot-long blades.
How did it happen?
Well, they weren't sure, but they didn't find any vehicle, but they did find a alien teenager with a Jack Daniels bottle next to him, so they think alcohol was involved.
An alien teenager.
And a bunch of tinfoil.
And a bunch of tinfoil, yeah, exactly. No, but they don't know how it actually... They said, you know, this. It's weird because just
they're
one
saying
of the
blades... They're saying a UFO flew down and got sucked into this...
It was either that or a really big pterodactyl.
Well, they basically the guys...
Mothzilla.
Well, they're saying the material was so powerful that...
Basically they say to damage this blade, like as it was damaged, and the other two blades were fine, but the...
Meteorite.
There would have been crater. There would have been evidence. There was no plane. I mean, it would have taken a plane down, question.
So they don't
know
how...
You'd have records. You'd have bodies.
Right.
There was no rocks, meteors, stones. There was no indication that anything was wrong.
The ice ball shattered.
They are attributing this to alien technology of some kind, right?
Here's what it was. You ready?
That's right.
I got it. A plane dumps its refuse at 35,000 feet.
And it freezes. A big blue thing.
Ice thing comes down, smashes it at a couple hundred miles an hour, and then melts.
A flock of geese hit it. Could have been it.
But there would be dead geese around.
Yeah.
I mean, this blade's 70 feet tall. You know.
I'm telling you.
It's a big piece of metal or carbon fiber.
It was a giant hand reached down
the
from the heavens
God.
And just stuck his finger in there just to see if he could stop. It's kind of fun. It's a little game. Just and that's why you only hit one blade and that was it.
Okay,
there was apparently a massive ball of light with tentacles going down to the ground that numerous eyewitnesses saw.
That's part.
I told you there was a teenage alien. It's just, you know,
a giant ball with tentacles.
Yes, going right down the ground. Yep, that's all. So that's all right.
It's like the guy in Futurama.
All right. Well, I got way more, but I guess you guys are the kids with the Nazi names were taken from home.
Oh, hilarious.
We don't know why yet. We don't know why they were taken from the home. I know why.
Because they had Nazi names. They were after them. They found some other trumped up thing to take those kids away. You can bet they.
Well, they will find trumped up stuff these days. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's no question.
All right, and you got one last one. I guess
this one I have saved for last because of the wonderful, prescient last line that it has in the story, which tells so much about our government activity today. But here's the story.
What's the headline?
Removing cats to protect birds backfires on island.
Ooh!
That's true. Now, this is Bangkok, Thailand, but
headline, but the island is like Fiji or one of those islands out there in the Nowheresville.
Beautiful birds flying all over the place.
Some kind of Australian island, yeah.
It's an Australian island that's basically an not an atoll, but it's an outcropping that basically is the home for like 1,000 or 10,000 seals.
3.5 million seabirds, 80,000 elephant seals.
Million birds.
That's right. Okay, that's what it does. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So in the last couple of hundred years, because of all the boats showing up, cats, rabbits, rats, and mice have shown up on the island. And the cats, it seems, have taken to eating the birds, right, naturally. And so they decided, the conservationists, in their infinite wisdom, decided to save this ecosystem or revert it back to what it used to be,
right,
which they consider to be a more pristine state for some arbitrary reason.
Before these mammals came in.
Right.
But, yeah.
And so they decided to kill all the cats on the island humanitarily. Nice. And they did that, and they thought they would save the birds. But unexpectedly, the rabbits now, without the cats as predators, the rabbit population booms. And so now normally the rabbits are not a hazard to the birds, but in this case, the rabbits were very hungry, and they ate all the natural brush and the surrounding cover that the birds used to hide and nest in and everything.
Okay.
So
the snowball is getting bigger.
It devastated the bird population there.
Oops.
And with unexpected consequence to the tune of $16 million it's going to cost them. They figure at this point to remedy the situation.
So, now, they're not going to remedy the situation reintroducing the cats.
No. You would think. You'd think they might have learned their lesson here, Jimmy. You might think they had learned their lesson. But no. They've decided that what they're going to do now is remove the rabbits. Because if the rabbits had been removed
everything would have been just perfect.
Or the rabbits first, then the cats.
Okay. Oh, right, okay.
Or the cats, rats, rabbits, and mice.
Right.
You don't know which one, but
they're not removing the mice, though.
I'm the sadist.
It's true. So here we are with cats, rats, rabbits, and mice. And now the conservationists have a new plan. They're going to eradicate the rats and mice and the rabbits beginning in 2010. And they think, and here's the greatest last line ever. In their infinite wisdom, they have declared that all possible ramifications have now been considered.
You know, now that really...
Famous that, last word.
No. Let me tell you something. I have often said that there ought to be, emblazoned above every legislative body, no man's life, liberty, or property. Okay, that's a new one, though.
Yeah, that's the new one,
is that we have now... What is it again?
All possible ramifications have now been considered.
Yeah.
Like they think they know every possible thing about this ecosystem.
Yeah.
You know, this island ecosystem.
That is such a classic line.
Yeah,
I mean, and of course, this line is uttered in all honesty by eco guy.
Oh, totally.
Well, we have no problems anymore because all... ramifications. Not some. All.
All possible ramifications.
That is
just
a note
me.
To end this
I'm
show
dying.
On. That's the best. I love it. The Jimmy Doan Show, always, all ramifications have now been considered and taken into consideration. And yes, no problem.
No problem. So hopefully they're going to do that with the economic bailout.
Well, I like that. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're on
all
plan four.
All possible ramifications.
And I love the part that they're going to start this in 2010. Why not now? Tomorrow morning?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe they figure that the rabbits will have polished off the birds by then.
Helicopters using global positioning systems will drop poisonous bait
that targets all three pests.
Oh, it must be great to have the toys.
Later, teams will shoot, fumigate, and trap the remaining rabbits, she said.
Yeah, and nothing's going to go wrong there.
No.
Whale on Oregon.
They're going to fumigate the island.
Oh my God.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We had a great time. Hope you did. Come back and listen to us again.
Write us at jimmy@jimmydoan.com. And tell your friends, tell your enemies.
We're back.
Whatever, we're back.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Jack. Sorry it takes so long there, boy.
See ya.
Woof, there it is.